From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
We, as Republicans, as Democrats, as independents, as liberals and conservatives,
get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
If it was bad before today, I cannot believe how much worse it has gotten.
If we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
And I'm freaked the frickin' frack out.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth, here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show, where it is always better when we stand together. Welcome, everybody. It is Wednesday. Hope you're having a good midweek. And let's hope the rain holds off. Here in southeastern Wisconsin, we got some beautiful sunshine breaking through, some temperatures over 60 degrees. I hope you're enjoying some good weather wherever you may be. And happy first day of the draft. Hope we see an incredible economic infusion in the Green Bay area, but we have some pressing matters to attend to, and I've got no better guest than Milwaukee's very own Congresswoman Gwen Moore to join me to kick off this inaugural episode of The Maggie Dawn Show in the drive time. Welcome back to The Maggie Dawn Show, Congresswoman, and thank you for making time. It's lovely to see you again with all the beautiful flowers and greenery in your back in your background.
I just had a birthday, so this is my favorite thing. I love flowers, and so people regaled me with flowers.
Well, Congresswoman, I'm taking a note so that I can regale you around this time of the year with more flowers. Happy birthday, Congresswoman. Let's just jump right in. We continue to hear news and, frankly, excuse-making for what is a disaster of a Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. And I wanted to get your opinion on Mr. Hegseth, and frankly, the response to date from the Trump administration about what can only be an extraordinary number of security breaches. Gosh knows what we haven't heard of yet. Specifically, some of the reporting over the last couple of days, Congresswoman, indicating that Mr. Hegseth must have reviewed the general's invasion plans, the timing of the airstrikes on the Houthis in Yemen, sitting at his desk, looking at a computer that is specifically designed. They have different computers that sit on their desk in the National Defense, National Security apparatus. One is specifically designed to keep secure war plans. What we're hearing from reporting is that he must have looked at that computer, seen the war plans, either copied some of it down, taken photographs of it, and then transmitted it not just on one signal chat, which is insecure and by all accounts that I've read from intelligence experts, likely signal has been cracked, decoded, and is being monitored by the adversaries of the United States. Did it not once, but twice, sending these war plans, the timing of actual air raids, to his wife, who is no business knowing that, to his personal lawyer, who has no need to know that, and his brother, for what can only be surmised to be bragging rights? What do you make of all of this, Congresswoman?
Maggie, I just long for the days that we were talking about Hillary Clinton's server.
Right?
In her basement.
Seems so benign.
You know, and the big fallout from that, and now nothing. I can tell you, I am not an expert on military liaisons. I do know that they fired the so-called DEI Joint Chief of Staff, who would have never allowed these breaches to occur. I do know that, just like you said, described Maggie, he would have had to intentionally, because you can't forward this material or copy it or edit it, you know, because it's on the secure server. He would have had to have taken a screenshot of it, used the voice, you know, typed in. It was deliberate. And not only that, he can't even blame Mike Waltz for
right.
The first signal. He himself generated this signal conversation. And I'm telling you, people like Representative Don Bacon, of course, general in the Air Force, has been their first Republican, to my knowledge, who's publicly come out and say, this is just a bridge too far. He has got to go. And so I do think that the problems Republicans are having is that there are too many decent Republicans out there for them to just totally get away with this. Pete Hegseth has got to go. Now, like, I had a lot of views of him, you know, didn't want to see him confirmed. I realized that all those things were prejudicial, but my suspicions of his competence have been borne out totally.
Indeed, Congresswoman, they worry about DEI hires. I worry about hires that are full of disinformation, excuses, and incompetence. That's the DEI that we need to be concerned about. Bring on Lloyd Austin back. I'll take that DE hire any day of the week, twice on Sunday, and exponentially more times than I'll take any Pete Hegseth. What do you think the
response? It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not like this is some position that's just a giveaway, give to your spoils. I mean, this is the
It's not an ambassadorship, right?
I mean, no, right. This is not the ambassador to some island somewhere. I mean, this is so serious. Our enemies must be planning on multiple attacks, given the incompetence that these unforced errors.
Unforced errors. What do you think the responsible response should be from your colleagues, especially on the House side of Congress across the aisle? What should Republicans be saying? Again, you referenced Don Bacon, who's been clear. He has been in battle. He has commanded troops. He knows how important operational security is to the lives of American soldiers, giving us potentially the ultimate sacrifice. Pete Hegseth says, puts all of their sacrifice at risk. What do you say to your congressional Republican colleagues? What should be happening in response to Mr. Hegseth's continual demonstrated incompetence? And to make matters worse, I'll just say this. This is a mistake that is inexcusable. To then blame others for it makes the inexcusability even more shocking in my mind.
You know, Maggie, the problem that we're having in this conversation is that you keep trying to make all this normal. What should our colleagues be doing if this were normal? This is, you know, he's there with the advice and consent of the United States Senate. So I do think some of the people in the Senate have to step up as well. I do think that there are people there who know how the chain of command is supposed to work. I noticed that the Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi has been very uncomfortable with Pete Hegseth and with the whole, you know. And so I do think, and I've suspected for a long time, that this house of cards is gonna fall. Because they do have people who are eventually going to reach out to grab their profiles and courage.
Mm. From your lips to God's ears, folks, we're joined.
God's ears.
Yes, we're joined this half hour by Congresswoman Gwen Moore. We began the discussion this afternoon talking about Mr. Hegseth. And Congresswoman, I will take a check from you on my tone any day of the week. To remind ourselves that sane washing, the insane, is never appropriate. This is insane. This will cost American lives. Some breaking news today as well that I wanted to ask you about, Congresswoman. Marco Rubio announcing that there are going to be what can only be termed existential cuts to the U.S. State Department. When he initially addressed employees of the State Department after his confirmation, he lauded them for their work, said they were an integral element of American national security. And of course, today as well, Donald Trump claiming to put a deal for Ukraine and Russia on the table. It's a deal that Ukraine could absolutely never say yes to. It's no deal at all. It's just posturing. when we look at this as a whole, Congresswoman, what is your perception of the threat level to American security? And we could talk USAID cuts, right? The State Department, on and on and on again. And at the head of that organization, an incompetent. What do you make of the threat level?
You know, I tell you, Marco Rubio is one of the biggest disappointments in public service, just in terms of his potential and the trajectory that I think he had to be a leader. And I think from the moment that he let Donald Trump get away with calling him Little Marco and then stepping into, I think that Trump appointed him just to put him in these kind of humiliating situations where we don't even recognize Marco Rubio. You know, I mean, he was somebody who was a big fan of USAID, and for good reason. You know, they had these little peanut butter packets, sort of like the thing you get the ketchup and mustard and condiments in, filled with like peanuts and soy, and that the USAID for severely malnourished kids that they're no longer giving. I mean, Marco Rubio knows that people are dying and they're dead. And they're, you talk about DEI, people are dead because of USAID and the status. People are not getting the destruction of PEPFAR. I mean, this was a signature Republican initiative that kept not only people in Africa safe, but people in the world. I mean, AIDS is very contagious. You know, disease, starvation, malnourishment, and Little Marco is over there. I mean, it is really sad for him personally. And of course, it's a threat to our national security. When we don't take care of risks other places, you know, just set your timer. We're in trouble.
Yeah, I think that image of setting a timer, that the United States long arm of our soft power through programs that help with AIDS, malaria, measles, malnutrition, you name it, that was an incredible source of U.S. security by providing that assistance. The vacuum that will be created and is being created and has been created will be filled, and it will not be filled with powers that are favorable to the United States of America. We've got one more with us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Speaking about putting lives at risk, Congresswoman, you and Senator Tammy Baldwin today sent a correspondence decrying the cuts to the CDC that has gutted their lead poisoning subdivision. In response to a request for assistance from the city of Milwaukee to help data crunch and analyze how to respond to the lead crisis that's going on at MPS. When we come back, I'm going to ask the Congresswoman what she thinks needs to happen in addition to returning the funding to lead poisoning, which kills American children, which apparently Donald Trump and a lot of them don't care about anymore. We're going to continue this great discussion with Wisconsin's fine Congresswoman Gwen Moore. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these brief messages.